guys, welcome back to my show. Once again, I have a wonderful guest with me today. She's an amazing TikTok sensation. Some of you may know her from her videos where she has some fun with her parents and plays some fun pranks on them through her music. And she's also an amazing singer-songwriter. Her name is Carson Beasley. Hi Carson, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking on the time to be on the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So please introduce yourself and maybe sing a few lines of your songs that you may enjoy from the ones you've written.
Okay, yeah. Hi, I'm Carson Beasley. I'm a singer-songwriter from Oklahoma. I'd say that music has always been a part of my life. There's not a day I'm not singing, playing, or writing music. And that said, life has thrown some pretty big challenges and obstacles in my way, and so music has just been my rock through it all. Whether it's been like a breakup, health battles, traumatic stuff, I write and share about it all. I guess the song right now that just comes to mind is just Another Coat to Heal. I feel like that's been my biggest song so far, and then most people just don't understand the lyrics. The song is really, I wrote it about my room, and so I'm constantly talking about the carpet, the fan, and so in like the chorus, I'm like, the carpet's the same, I still spill some things, but nothing like the stain that you left us that day. It's kind of just, people don't really like the song. There's a lot of symbolism there, but I'm hoping to kind of get into more of that and explain some of the backstories behind my songs. I feel like they're very, very, I don't know, complex.
Yeah, no, I mean, before I get deeper into what you said, those of you interested in Carson's music, be sure to check out her music. I'll be linking her YouTube into the show notes. You can check that out, and then that'll be guiding you everywhere. By the way, her videos are amazing, so do check them out. On to my point. What you said about like people not liking your music, I think it's just subject to taste and how they interpret your music. I mean, since it was about your bedroom, maybe they weren't able to connect with it because maybe they do not have a carpet in their room, or you know, just subject to like maybe they listen to songs more objectively and think critically towards it rather than think of it as a fun thing. Exactly. So for me, I just love your songs, especially the bedroom one. I think the bedroom one was probably my favorite one.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, it had a very different concept. I mean, it was like an abstract concept that was tied into your experience. And I think I really liked it because, you know, it just sounded really different from what I listened to. Like, you know, normally like, I listen to like, you know, girl power anthems or like, you know, power ballads and things like that. And this was very different. It had like a unique concept, like about a bedroom. Like there are very little songs about bedrooms or something more like a materialistic rather than like, you know, an emotional concept. But I mean, I think you did tie some emotional points into that song.
Yeah, that's really great to hear because it's like I wanted to be very specific to me, to where it's like, here I'm sharing my music, I'm sharing my experience. But just for people to be able to relate, it's almost like whether you're going through a small, short breakup, your middle school, high school, it seems like it's the end of the world, or you could be going through a divorce, and it's just like, just being able to like connect with so many different people and different experiences. I think that's my favorite thing about my music, that I just keep it very, very, very specific, and it can be weird at times, but specific enough to where it's like, it really hits you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just like, if you enjoy what you are writing, do not worry about whether people like it or not. I mean, in the end, you're doing this for yourself. I mean, of course, in a professional career, you want to think about the listeners and what they want to hear, but you also don't want to like lose the authenticity of what you want to write or what you want to do, because in the end, you want to write something that you enjoy and not something that you do not like, and you're just doing it because you want the fame and the money. And of course, everyone at some point thinks that that's what they want. Even for me, like sometimes that's what I think about when writing music or, you know, singing, that I want to get to that level. But at the same time, you want to have to enjoy yourself and, you know, not feel like it's like a chore, but you're just doing it because you have to.
That's very true. Are you a singer-songwriter as well?
For me, I'm just like, you know, working on my art a little bit more. I put out a few songs on SoundCloud, but like, you know, still like, you know, the improvements are, I can still improve. I have many songs that I've written but never actually put out, like, you know, trying to figure out the tunes to them and trying to figure out, like, you know, what story do I really want to show through that song, things like
Yeah.
that.
That's
And
great.
then,
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
so you go ahead.
I was just gonna say, yeah, so I feel like I've found myself just kind of buying into people being like, "Oh, we want this from you. We'd like this. Could you write a song like this?" And it's just like I kind of felt myself slipping away from that authenticity, and I kind of had to step away from social media for a little bit and just kind of get back to like and ask myself, why am I doing this in the first place? What does music mean to me? And so it's been great to just set everything aside and really just focus on myself and get back to where I was with music. Because it's a scary place when you start just following into people's just their opinions and what they want from you. And yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah,
But
I
it's good.
mean, you're totally right. Like, you know, it's just like a matter of, like, you know, how much can you please someone? Like, to the
Yeah.
point where, like, you know, they keep wanting big demands. Maybe now they want a small song about, maybe they want it about an animal, or they want it about some kind of like strange topic that only pertains to them. Maybe it's like something that is subject to just like them. So maybe they're telling you to write a song about them and you do not know them. Like, that's something you cannot really do. Of course,
Yes.
maybe you can make it like a general topic. Good, like, you know, I've seen so many reels on Instagram and, you know, things like that where they show, like, you know, fans choosing, but that's like, you know, fan song. They put it out for fun. Like, you know, I know Madeline Bailey, she does this. She's like, you know, does it through the comments. So basically, if people are saying mean things to her, she makes like a hate comment song. Or if people are sending positive comments, she makes like a positive comment song. So I think it's a matter of what kind of content are you making. Are you making something that's like entertaining and you're just doing it for fun? Then sure, go ahead and, like, you know, listen to people's suggestions. Maybe someone's like telling you to do a cover of something. That's a different thing, I guess. But I
Yes.
mean, like, keep the connection in a way where it's like, you know, you are listening to them, but not to the point where you're helping them decide your future and decide what you're gonna do next.
Exactly. There's definitely a balance there. I feel like it can turn into this social media game really quick.
Absolutely. My next question for you is, what's the craziest thing that has happened to you while making videos for your media, like, you know, either YouTube, TikTok, or anything else you do online?
Oh my gosh. I would say you mean craziest thing in terms of like filming?
No, anything else, just any aspect. Like, you know, crazy could be any definition. I mean, there's no set definition to this word. It could just be crazy because you found it funny, crazy because it was like creepy-ish. I don't know, like anything that you find was unusual.
I feel like this one's kind of random, but this one just keeps popping in my head. When I was filming a YouTube video for my song, You Didn't Mean What You Said, I had to film most of the video with my very expensive camera outside of the car. And so I had like researched everything. I'm like, okay, this camera's not gonna fall. And so it was mounted outside the car and it ended up falling and I grabbed it while we were driving and it was outside of the car. I grabbed it just in time and it was very scary. I actually caught it on video too. I really should post it because I screamed and it was that
I
just kept popping out of
think
my head.
that's really like, I mean, when you're making videos, I guess it just happens, you know, like sometimes reviews do tell you things that sometimes end up not being true. It's just a matter of circumstance. I mean, it could say that it would fall, but I mean, it's up to like how you're standing, where you're standing. And I'm glad you were able to catch it. I hope your camera is okay.
I know. It's all good. Yeah, I mean I feel like the more videos I do, the crazier they get, and I'm like, oh, I could just sit this outside of the car, I could just hang this up here, stuff like that.
I know, like, it's just like, as you said, like, you know, it's just like crazy how like experimentation can get you places where you never thought you would. And I think, like, you know, for you, like, you did the whole thing with the camera. I know some people, they go very crazy with their music videos and film stuff underwater, or like, you know, film stuff on like a highway top. Like, I know if you're a fan of Olivia Rodrigo, you may have seen her Bit of a Vampire?
Yes.
Or Bad Idea, right? Or
yeah,
not Bad Idea. I don't think that one had a video. I think it was Get Him Back, right? For that one, she filmed the whole thing on her iPhone, which is really cool.
It's nice, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's just a matter of like, you know, what you're doing. It's really cool how you can kind of incorporate everything and kind of like just experiment, take risks. And I think what you did with your camera was a huge risk. I mean, you risked like, you know, your camera falling. It didn't obviously, but like, you know, it's just like, you know, really good how, you know, you take risks and make sure like, you know, you're trying new things.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because, and actually now that you said that, it's kind of funny too. I think back just like where I started, like my first risks, I'm like, well, I could do this, and then the camera. And now I'm actually going to start filming for another video this next week, and we're playing with fire and in the woods and just all these like lanterns, and it's just, I just know it's going to be chaotic and something's going to happen, but it should be fun.
Yeah, just take a note, everyone, any kids watching the this episode, remember this is just for a music video or just for fun. But remember, playing with fire is bad. So any parents listening to this, just like, you know, keep an eye on your kids and make sure they do not do anything crazy.
Yeah, we definitely got a team, all professionals, so
yeah.
Fire.
So do not attempt this at home, and if you are trying to do this, make sure your parent knows, or at least have them with you. Although I do not recommend this. just wanted to put that out there. So anyways, on to my last and final questions. What are your future goals for your media growth, as well as your own, like, you know, growth, like, you know, your personal growth, as well as like your future goals in terms of like your media sound?
I think my goals are just to really, as I've learned just growing through social media and being a singer-songwriter, also just to take care of my mental health as well while I'm on this journey, because I feel like that's a main goal that I should put at the top of everything, because that's really what keeps me going. So I just think listening to myself, focusing on myself, creating a schedule, just managing things a lot better. I feel like I'd like to do more live performances, just meeting more people, working with other musicians, collaborations, and just putting myself out there more, and just not letting anything get in my way, because I feel like I always have something, whether it's anxiety, and it's pretty crazy because I have really bad social anxiety. I'm so bad with one-on-one conversation, but performing and doing music, I want to be seen, I want to put myself out there, and so it's just really cool that music can be that outlet for me, and I just want to explore that. I just want to pursue this next year and just give it my all.
Yeah, I think you have like a really great message here. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're not the only one who faces social anxiety. I think it's like a common anxiety that many people have, and I think it's really like, you know, unique, and like, you know, the fact that music can just bring people together, help them overcome their fears and anxieties, it's just really amazing, because like, you know, we can like any kind of creative thing, like I know people do art, people do singing, songwriting, like how you do, and if they do these things to get out of their like comfort zone and to become more confident and like be able to talk, like right now we are talking one-on-one, and yeah, it's like really awesome how just music can just like, you know, change us and like, you know, for the better, and just give us like this new personality that we never knew we even had.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Yeah, so thank you so much for being on the show with me today. I had so much fun chatting with you.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone. So this is the end of the episode. I will be, again, as I said earlier, I'll be putting Carson's YouTube link in the show notes. Feel free to check that out, and until then, stay curious and stay excited for the next episode. Thank you so much, and stay tuned for new episodes every week.